Big Issues, Recognize Communist Cuba. The heart of the issue, President Obama says the normalization of relations with Cuba will help the U.S. economy and promote peace in the region. Critics say Cuba is a dictatorship that fails to respect human rights and remains a threat to national security. In support, Representative Charles B. Rangel, Democrat, New York. Rangel is a senior member of the House Committee on Ways and Means. Oppose, Representative Ileana Ros-Lehtinen, Republican, Florida. Ros-Lehtinen is a member of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. In support, Representative Rangel. President Obama's historic announcement on renewing relations with Cuba provides an exciting opportunity to grow our economy, share our democratic values, and form new partnerships in fighting various global threats. For more than 20 years, I have been fighting to end the U.S. embargo and normalize relations with Cuba. I am now optimistic about the prospects of promoting peace and prosperity between our two nations and in the region. For so long, our government has tried to diminish and weaken Cuba economically to destabilize the Castro regime. However, sanctions simply have not worked. While some argue that ending the embargo will be a victory for the Castro family, I maintain that commercial and economic engagement is key to promoting peace within the global community in the 21st century. I am pleased that 25 of my colleagues in the House of Representatives joined me in introducing the Free Trade with Cuba Act, H.R. 403, legislation I first proposed in 1993 and have reintroduced in every subsequent Congress. This bill would lift the embargo, thereby creating an estimated 6,000 U.S. jobs and generating billions of dollars in lost revenue. I've also reintroduced two smaller measures that would increase travel, medical, and agricultural exports to Cuba. As a Korean War veteran and top Democrat on the House Ways and Means Subcommittee on Trade, I advocate for good foreign policy and diplomacy that can make our country safer and stronger. By removing this trade embargo, we encourage the exchange of not only goods and culture, but democratic ideals. We can bring freedom to Cuba by showing them what America is all about. Oppose, Representative Ros-Lehtinen. President Obama's recent changes to U.S.-Cuban policy have been the subject of controversy due to the fact that the administration gave the Castro regime many concessions without receiving anything in return. Whether it's Vladimir Putin in Russia, the Ayatollahs in Iran, or Kim Jong-un in North Korea, this bad approach toward a communist dictatorship continues to reward our adversaries while jeopardizing our national security. If you want to know why the president's unilateral concessions to the Castros are a mistake, all you need to do is look at the regime's record of threatening U.S. national security through its extensive spy network and support for other rogue regimes. On November 4, 1999, the House Committee on International Relations convened a congressional hearing titled The Cuban Program, Torture of American Prisoners by Cuban Agents. At this hearing, we heard testimony from American prisoners of war who were tortured at a prison camp in North Vietnam, known as the Zoo, between August 1967 and August 1968. According to reports, 19 of our courageous servicemen, including Navy Lieutenant Commander John McCain, were psychologically tortured and beaten by Cuban agents working under orders from Hanoi. Cuba, an unabashed bête noire of the United States, is unflinching in celebrating the return of convicted spies, one of whom was responsible for the murder of U.S. citizens. Its spy network is brazen, and at one point penetrated the highest levels of the Defense Intelligence Agency. To believe that the Cuban regime will change based on concessions from the United States is naive and threatens our national security. Contact your elected officials. The Honorable, name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510, phone 202-224-3121. The Honorable, name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515, phone 202-225-3121.